Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're on Maseches Pesachim Daf Pei, the seventh parak, Ketzad Zoin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was stated, HaYisrael Mechsa Tahorin U'Mechsa Tamein. If the Jews were evenly divided, with half of them Tahor and the other half Tamei, Amar Rav Metamein Echom Hem B'Sheretz. Rav says we're Metamei one of the Tahor people with the Sheretz, so that the majority will be Tamei, and they all bring the Pesach together in Tuma. The Gemara clarifies that Rav made a statement in a case that there's a Tana who holds like the Tanakama of the previous Brisa, who says that in a case of half and half, they do not all make the Pesach and Tuma, and who also holds like Rabbi Yehuda has said, Ein Karban Sibur Chaluk, that a Karban Sibur is not divided, meaning once a segment of the community is making the offering in Tuma, it's not fitting for the remainder of the community to avoid contact with them. So in such a case, he'll be forced to be Matameh one of the Tahor people with the Sheretz, so that the majority will be Tameh, and the community will be able to make the offering in Tuma. Ula disagrees and says, Meshalchin Echum Mehen Lader Kurchoka. When the community is divided, we send one of the Tahor people to a distant road, so that the majority will be Tameh. The Gemara clarifies that Ula disagrees with using a Sheretz, since he holds that we may Shech the Pesach and do Zrikas Adam on behalf of someone Tameh from a Sheretz. Rav Nachman disagreed with Ula, since he held that no one would volunteer to go to the trouble of traveling to a distant road. Point number two, was stated, Ruben Zavim, Miutim Tamei Mesim. If the majority of the community were Zavim, and the minority were Tamei Mesim, Rav says that those who are Tamei Mesim do not bring a Pesach on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. They don't bring it on Pesach Rishon because they're a minority of the community, and a minority does not bring the Pesach and Tuma on Pesach Rishon. And they do not make it on Pesach Sheni because Kol Heka Da Avid Tziba B'Rishon Avid Yachid B'Sheni. Whenever the community brings the Pesach on Pesach Rishon, an individual who is Tameh brings it on Pesach Sheni. But whenever the community does not bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon, an individual that was Tameh does not bring it on Pesach Sheni. And the Miri clarifies that the Zavim also do not make the Pesach on either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. They can't make it on Pesach Rishon because Tuma is not Duchuya for Zavim. And they can't make it on Pesach Sheni because the majority of the community is not deferred to Pesach Sheni. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that the tzitzah is meratz in a case where it became known after the Zrikas Adam that the Pesach had been tameh. Now, nitma guf, but if it became known that the body of the owner had been tameh, it's not meratz, because they said concerning a nazir and one making a Pesach, hatzitz meratz al tumas adam, vein hatzitz meratz al tumas aguf. The tzitz is meratz for tuma of the blood, but not for the tuma of the owner's body. Now, the case of the Nazir and the Pesach are the only two cases in which the owner being Tameh makes the carbon pasul. The mission continues, Nitma Tumas Dahom Hatzitz Meratzah. If it became known that the owner had become Tameh from tuma of the deep, which is a tuma that was unknown to anyone, that tzitz is Meratzah. This is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the Mora continues bringing Rami Bar Chama's inquiry about whether Tumas Dahom only permits the owner of the carbon, or does it also permit all people involved in the offering, including the Kohen, who does the avoda of the Naziris and Pesach offering. So once again, point number one, it was stated, HaYisrael Mechsa Tahorin Mechsa Tameim. If the Jews were evenly divided, with half of them Tahor and the other half Tameh, Amar Rav Metameh Echom Mem B'Sheretz. Rav says we're Metameh one of the Tahor people with the Sheretz, so that the majority will be Tameh, and they all bring the Pesach together in Tuma. The Gemara clarifies that Rav made his statement in a case that there's a Tana, who holds like the Tana Kama of the previous price, who says that in the case of half and half, they do not all make the Pesach and Tuma, and who also holds a Rabbi Yehuda said, in Karban Sibur Chaluk, that a Karban Sibur is not divided, meaning once a segment of the community is making the offering in Tuma, it's not fitting for the remainder of the community to avoid contact with them. So in such a case, he'll be forced to be Metameh one of the Tahor people with the Sheretz, so that the majority will be Tameh, and the community will be able to make the offering in Tuma. Ula disagrees and says, Meshalchin Echmen Lader Chuchoka. When the community is divided, we send one of the Tahor people to a distant road, so the majority will be Tameh. The Gemara clarifies that Ula disagrees with using a Sheretz, since he holds that we may Shech the Pesach and do Zrikas Adam on behalf of someone Tameh from a Sheretz. Rav Nachman disagreed with Ula because he held that no one would volunteer to go to the trouble of traveling to a distant road. Point number two is stated, HaYeruban Zavim U'mi'utan Tameh Mesim. If the majority of the community were Zavim, and the minority were Tameh Mesim, Rav says that those who are Tamei Mesim do not bring a Pesach on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. They don't bring it on Pesach Rishon because they're a minority of the community. And a minority does not bring the Pesach and Tuma on Pesach Rishon. And they don't make it on Pesach Sheni because Kol Heka Da Avid Tziba B'Rishon Avid Yachid B'Sheni. Whenever the community brings the Pesach on Pesach Rishon, an individual who is tamei brings it on Pesach Sheni. But whenever the community does not bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon, an individual that was tamei does not bring it on Pesach Sheni. Now the Miri clarifies that the Zavim also do not make the Pesach on either Pesach Rishon or Sheni. They can make it on Pesach Rishon because Tumah is not Tuchuya for Zavim. And they can make it on Pesach Sheni because the majority of the community is not deferred to Pesach Sheni. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that the tzitz is meratz in a case where it became known after the Zrikas Adam that the Pesach had been tamei, nitma guf. But if it became known that the body of the owner had been tamei, it is not meratz. Because they said concerning a Nazir and one making a Pesach, hatzitz meratz al tumas Adam, vehin hatzitz meratz al tumas guf. The tzitz is meratz for tuma of the blood, but not for tuma of the owner's body. Now these are the only two cases, the Nazir and the Pesach, in which the owner being tamei makes the carbon puzzle. Mishnah continues, nitma tumas dahom hatzitz meratz. If it became known that the owner had become tameh from tuma of the deep, which is a tuma that was unknown to anyone, the tzitz is meratze. This is halacha Moshe Messina. And the Gemara continues bringing Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether tumas of the home only permits the owner of the carbon, or does it also permit all people involved in the offering, including the kohen who does the avoda of the naziris and Pesach offerings. All right, so now we go to our simon for daf pei, and our standard simon is a payday, the day that someone's paid. So here goes. After the evenly split community paid one member handsomely to become tamei from a sheretz, it turned out the majority were zavim and the minority were tamei mesim from a hidden corpse and were permitted to bring on Pesach Rishon or Sheni, even though the tzitz is maratza for tumas atahom. Once again, in slow motion. After the evenly split community paid one member handsomely, that must be da pay, payday. After the evenly split community paid one member handsomely to become tamei from a sheretz, which reminds us it was stated that the Jews were evenly divided with half of them tahor, and the other half tamei, Rav says, were matamei, one of the tahor people, with the sheretz, so the majority will be tamei, and they all bring the pesach together in tumah. Now the Gemara clarifies, the Rav made a statement in a case where there's a tana who holds that in the case of half and half, they do not all make the pesach in tumah, and who also holds, like Rabbi Yehuda said, in karban sibra chaluk, that a karban sibra is not divided, meaning once a segment in the community is making the offering in tumah, it's not fitting for the remainder of the community to avoid contact with them. So in such a case, he'll be forced to be tamei one of the tahor people with the sheretz, so the majority will be tamei, and the community will be able to make the offering in tumah. Ul disagrees and says that when the community is divided, we send one of the tahor people to a distant road, so the majority will be tamei. And the Gemara clarifies that Ul disagrees with using a sheretz, since he holds that we may shech the pesach and do zrikas adam on behalf of someone tamei from a sheretz. And Rav Nachman disagreed with Ul, since he held that no one would volunteer to go to the trouble of traveling to a distant road. So after the evenly split community paid one member handsomely to become tamei from a sheretz, it turned out the majority were zavim and the minority were tamei mesim from a hidden corpse and weren't permitted to bring on Pesach Rishon or Sheni, which reminds us it was stated that if the majority of the community were zavim and the minority were tamei mesim, Rav says that those who are tamei mesim do not bring on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. They don't bring on Pesach Rishon because they're a minority of the community, and the minority does not bring a Pesach and Tumah on Pesach Rishon. And they don't make it on Pesach Sheni because wherever the community brings a Pesach on Pesach Rishon, an individual who is tamei brings it on Pesach Sheni. But whenever the community does not bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon, an individual that was tamei does not bring it on Pesach Sheni. And the Meiri clarifies that the Zavim also don't make the Pesach on either Pesach Rishon or Sheni. They can't make it on Pesach Rishon because Tumah is not Tuchuya for Zavim. And they can't make it on Pesach Sheni because the majority of the community is not deferred to Pesach Sheni. So after the evenly split community paid one member handsomely to become tamei from a sheretz, it turned out the majority were zavim, the minority were tamei mesim from a hidden corpse, and were permitted to bring a pesach rishon or sheni, even though the tzitz is meratze for tumas at the home. Which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that the tzitz is meratze in a case where it became known after the zrikas adam that the pesach had become tamei, but nitma haguf. But if it became known that the body of the owner had been tamei, it's not meratze because they said concerning another one making a pesach, hatzitz meratze al tumas adam, vein hatzitz meratze al tumas aguf. The tzitz meratze for tumah of the blood, but not for the tumah of the owner's body. But if it became known that the owner became tamei from tumas at the home, from the tumah of the deep, which is a tumah that was unknown to anyone, the tzitz is meratze. So once again, after the evenly split community paid one member handsomely to become tamei from a sheretz, it turned out the majority were zavim and the minority were tamei mesim from a hidden corpse and weren't permitted to bring a pesach rishon or sheni, even though the tzitz is meratze for tumas at the home. All right, now it's time to go to our 4-block back chazorah. Daf Ein Vav. So the simur Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The patient who is treated with pieces of piping hot meat that dripped into an IV bag of cold milk told the nurse he couldn't eat the salted ham mixed with cold vegetables and wanted the fatty kosher meat roasted next to the lean nevela instead. Once again, in slow motion. The patient was treated with pieces of piping hot meat that dripped into an IV bag. IV bag? That must mean we're on Duff Ein Vav. The patient was treated with pieces of piping hot meat that dripped into an IV bag of cold milk, which reminds us, if something hot fell into something cold, or something cold fell into something hot, where the absorption would make it forbidden, such as meat with milk or iser v'heter, there's malchokas. Rav says, ilagavar, the upper one dominates, which Rush explains means that if something hot falls into something cold, the upper one heats up the lower one before the lower one can cool it. Since they are then both heated, they absorb from each other. On the other hand, if something cold fell into something hot, the falling one cools off the lower one before the lower one can heat the falling one. Shmuel says, tatagavar, the lower one dominates. So the patient was treated with pieces of piping hot meat that dripped into an IV bag of cold milk, told the nurse he couldn't eat the salted ham mixed with cold vegetables, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, sonen et sonen medich. If something cold is placed into something cold, one merely rinses it. And Rav Huna said that he taught this only concerning a case where one had not salted the forbidden item. But if one had salted it, the other one is forbidden. For Shmuel said, maliach hayukaraseach. That which is salted is like that which is hot, which means that salted food has the same capacity as hot food to transfer its juices. However, it doesn't absorb juices like hot food. Therefore, if the permitted component was salted, it would not absorb the prohibited juices. Shmuel also states, kavush harukamavushal, that which was marinated is like that which is cooked. So the patient was treated with pieces of piping hot meat that dripped into an IV bag of cold milk, told the nurse he couldn't eat the salted ham mixed with cold vegetables, and wanted the fatty kosher meat roasted next to the lean nevela instead. Which reminds, Rav said, basar shchut to shaman shetzal im basar nevela kachush aser. If fatty meat of a shechted animal was roasted in an oven, together with lean meat of a nevela, it is forbidden. They are fattened by each other. Rush explains that the two meats do not touch, yet the kosher meat absorbs the aroma of the nevela. Now, even though the lean nevela doesn't give off a strong aroma, it absorbs the aroma of the fatty kosher meat, is subsequently fattened, and then emits aroma which is absorbed by the kosher meat. Levi said that even if lean meat of a shechted animal was roasted together with the fatty meat of a nevela, it's permitted because recha ba'amahu v'reach lav milsa. This is a case involving the transfer of aroma, and aroma is not a factor. Daf Ein Zayin. So the simmer Daf Ein Zayin is a goat, an aze. So here goes. The long line of various goat offerings that were docha tumah were paraded in front of the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, since the tumah was duchuya b'tzibur, and who was checking to make sure that neither the blood nor the basar were disqualified. Once again, in slow motion. The long line of various goat offerings, goat, that must be worn daf ein zayin. The long line of various goat offerings that were docha tumah, which reminds us that the Gemara explains why the word mo'odo was brought so many times to teach that the tami, pesach, musafim, omer, shtei lechem are docha tumah and Shabbos. So the long line of various goat offerings that were docha tumah were paraded in front of the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, since the tumah is duchuya b'tzibur. Which reminds us, the Gemara mentions regarding the Amoraim in the Yeshiva that they presume the lechuli alma tumah duchuya b'tzibur, that all are in agreement that tumah is overridden rather than permitted in regard to the community ubay tzitz or ratzos, and therefore the tzitz is needed to affect acceptance for the karbanos brought in a state of tumah. Rashi explains that even though the Torah permits the karbanos to be brought in a state of tumah, it's not a heta gamur, and therefore it's only permitted if Tahor Kohanim cannot be found, and it also still requires the tzitz to affect acceptance. So the long line of various goat offerings that were docha tumah were paraded in front of the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, since the tumah is duchuya b'tzibur, and who was checking to make sure that neither the blood nor the basar were disqualified. Which reminds us, the Amoraim and the Yeshiva also presume that all agree that ein hatzitz meratza al achilos, that tzitz is not meratza on the part of the offering that is eaten, and suggest therefore that the Mishnah is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, for it was taught in the Braisa, the pasuk states, Vasisa olasecha habasar bahadam. You shall make your ola offerings, the meat and the blood. Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein dam, ein basar, im ein basar, ein dam. If there is no blood, because it's been disqualified from being thrown in the Mizbeach, its meat may not be burnt on the Mizbeach, and vice versa. The Gemara explains that since Rabbi Yeshua says that we need the blood and the flesh to be valid in order for the blood to be thrown, and it was stated that it is presumed that when the tumah exists, the tzitz is not meratz on the part which is eaten, making it invalid, how can any offering be brought in a state of tumah? The Gemara concludes Rabbi Yeshua was referring to a karban yachid, whereas the Mishnah was referring to karbanos of the tzibur, where the tumah is hutra b'tzibur, retracting the original presumption of the Amoraim. Daf Ein Ches, so the simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The kid playing Kohen Gadol and getting sprinkled with water by his friends went, ugh, when he was told the meat of his pretend Pesach was tameh, making it pasul, while two groups of kids were fighting in the background because they were both registered on the same model lamb. Once again, in slow motion. The kid playing Kohen Gadol and getting sprinkled with water by his friends went, ugh. A child going, ugh, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Ches. The kid playing Kohen Gadol and getting sprinkled with water by his friends, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through a lengthy attempt to reconcile Rabbi Yossi, who holds Ein Atzitz Maratza Al Chilos, with the Mishnah, and suggests that Rabbi Yossi holds Tuma Hutra Batzibur, and therefore the power of the Tzitz is not needed to permit communal offerings to be brought in his day of Tuma. This explanation is rejected based on a brisa that states regarding the Kohen Gadol preparing for Yom Kippur or to burn the Paraduma, Mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatosha yusham divrei b'mer. Remer says he would be sprinkled all 7 days of his preparation, and Rabbi Yossi says they would only sprinkle him on the 3rd and 7th day. Now, if Rabbi Yossi holds Tuma Hutra Batzibur, why is Hazan Nida at all? The Avod of Yom Kippur is communal, and therefore there should be no concern of Tuma. The Gemara concludes the Mishnah does not go, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the kid playing Kohen Gadol and getting sprinkled with water by his friends, when he was told the meat of its pretend Pesach was Tameh, making it Pasul. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nitma Basa V'chelv Kayim Eino Zorikas Adam. If the meat of an individual's Pesach became Tameh, and the Chelv remains Tahor, one does not do Zorikas Adam. Rashi explains that this is true even according to Rabbi Lezer, who ruled that typically blood can be thrown even if no other part of the carbon is valid. Since the primary purpose of the Pesach is that it be eaten, it has no purpose if the meat is unfit, and therefore may not be done. So the kid playing Kohen Gadol and getting sprinkled with water by his friends went, ugh, when he was told the meat of his pretend Pesach was Tameh, making a puzzle, while two groups of kids were fighting in the background because they were both registered on the same little lamb. Which reminds us, the Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav that in a case where the Pesach meat became Tameh, imzarek hurtza, if one threw the blood on the Mizbeach, the offering has gained acceptance, and the owners are exempt from a Pesach sheni. The Gemara asks regarding the requirement to eat the Pesach and answers that Rav holds like Rabbi Nasan, who says that achil loma akpa, eating is not essential to attaining acceptance. The Gemara seeks the source of Rabbi Nasan's opinion, and after rejecting the first source, the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches that if one group registered for the Pesach and the group had so many members that there was only kazais for each, and then a second group registered, even though there would be nothing for them to eat, the Tanakhama holds the latter group must bring a Pesach sheni, whereas Rabbi Nasan holds that both groups are exempt shekvar nizra kadam, since the blood has already been thrown with him, registered upon it. We see from here that Rabbi Nasan holds it's not essential that the meat of the Pesach be available for eating in order to fulfill one's chiyuv. Daf Ayin Tes. So the Simur Daf Ayin Tes is an 8, a pen, but we use a scribe. So here goes. The senior scribes, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Tes. The senior scribes were busy counting how many kelim had become tummy from a mace versus a sheretz. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches that even if the majority of the Jews and the Kohanim were tahor, but the clay sharis were tummy, all the people, whether Tahor or Tameh, make the offering in Tuma because the communal offering brought in Tuma is not divided. Rav Chis has said that this only applies shen nitma sak mitameh mace, where the knife or the other kli became Tameh through contact with someone who had contact with a mace. The knife, therefore, is then mitameh, the one who's doing the shechting, so that when the passing offering is made, but Tuma is a guf to karis kamas of it. It's made by people who are in a state of body Tuma, who would be subject to karis if not for the special dispensation that applies to communal Tuma. Since the avoda of the Pesach is being done by people whose bodies are Tameh, those who are previously Tameh may also participate in it. This din does not apply if the Kli was touched by a Sheretz, since it's not Metameh, the people bring the carbon and they remain Tahor. Therefore, those who are Tameh may not join them. Rava disagrees and says that it also applies in the case of a Sheretz. So the senior scribes were busy counting how many kelim had become tummy from a mace versus a sheretz, while the rookie scribes who counted half the people tahor and the other half tummy, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where the Jews were evenly divided with half of them tahor and half of them tummy. Rav says mechsal mechsal karov, a case of half and half is treated like a majority. The Gemara explains halu osin l'atzman v'halu osin l'atzman. The tahor ones make the pesach offerings by themselves, and the tummy ones make the pesach offerings themselves. Rav Kahana said mechsal mechsal ain't a karov. In a case of half and half, each segment is not treated like a majority. And the Gemara explains tahorin osin as a rishon utmeim osin as a sheni. Those who are tahor make the first pesach offering, since the minority group of tahorim are never exempt from making the first pesach, and those who are tamei make the pesach sheni. The Gemara brings a second version of Rav Kahana's position that those who are tamei make neither the first or second Pesach. They do not make Pesach Rishon because they're not the majority, which would allow them to bring it in Tuma, and they don't make Pesach Sheni because they're not the minority. So the senior scribes were busy counting how many kelim had become Tameh from a mace versus a sheretz, while the rookie scribes who counted half the people tahor and the other half Tameh were in a quandary whether to include the women, which reminds us. The Gemara brings brises that supports Rav's position and the two versions of Rav Kahana's position. The middle brises support the first version of Rav Kahana that the Tameh half is deferred to Pesach Sheni, and the Gemara asks how Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana would explain it. The Gemara answers that the case was where they were evenly divided between Tahor and Tameh, but the majority of men were Tahor, V'nashim ha'shlimos l'tameim, and when the women were included in the count, they filled in the missing number of tamei people and brought the total to exactly half. And the Tana of this braisa holds, nashim berishon reshus, the participation of the woman in the first Pesach is optional. Therefore, you must subtract the woman from the count of those who are tamei, with the result that those who are tamei are actually the minority of the ones who are counted, and the rule is that the minority is deferred to Pesach Sheni. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erev. Number 1. Which Daf Yud Machlokes in the case where the community is evenly split, whether a Matame, one of the Torah people, with the Sheretz or send him off to a distant road? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 2. Which Daf and why Shaput Shel Rimon was used and not a metal spit? That's on Daf Ein Dal. Good. Number 3. Which Daf and that the Tzitz is Maratz of a Tumos HaTahom? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 4. Which of the when the Kohen Gadol must take a shovelful of coals off the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur, not burning wood that is half coal, half flame? That's on Daf Ein Hei. Good. Number 5. Which of the when that with Tumah, Duchuy, but Tzibur, the Tzitz is still required to be Maratze? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the when that the meat of the Pesach becomes Tame and the Chelev remains Tower, one does not do Zrikas Atam? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that Shmuel said, Moliach, Haruk Gurseach, and Kabush Haruk Mavushal? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn in the case where the half the community is up and the other half for Tamei Mesim, neither half brings up Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have in Malkok is whether Mechsa or Mechsa is considered like a rove or not? That's on Daf Ein test. Good. Number 10. Which of the one Rabbi Shua holds? Im ein dam, ein baser. Im ein baser, ein dam. That's on Daf Ein zayin. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which of the one the Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which of the one there's a Midbar Yerushalmi Tzipora measure of a saw? That's on Daf Pegimon Ervin. Good. And number 3. Which of the one that one can do Hatamana on cold food? That's on Daf Nanolf and Job is excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.